offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. This is going to be strictly a one-hour show tonight because the wife asked me to keep it to an hour. So we'll probably go maybe a little over an hour. What the hell? Anyway, I'm joined by regular old-school cast members, the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Go Cavs.
Indeed. And Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hi.
And tonight, in spirit, we're joined by Dr. J, the science gay, who is Drew is channeling tonight. Drew, so let him say hi, please.
I like physics.
Anything else?
What was the other thing?
Man.
No. No, the other thing. Giggity.
Physics man?
Giggity.
Poker.
Giggity.
Basketball. Giggity.
All right, there you go. All right, so we pretty much got Dr. J down pat. Physics, poker, giggity.
Man. Dude, you'd really need to be on the mic when you say stuff like that.
All right. Anyway, we've got a crap load of topics and a bunch of little bottles of liquor, courtesy of Russ L. Miller.
My parents' stocking stuffers is little airplane bottles of liquor.
Did I tell you about when I was used
that
to clean
a
airplanes?
Great idea.
Ever tell you when I used to clean airplanes?
I fill your gloves with liquor bottles?
I filled
bottles?
My glove fingers with liquor bottles, and then I would work the rest of the shift.
With liquor bottle fingers?
Liquor bottle fingers.
I hardly know her bottle fingers.
Is that a Wonka product?
It ought to be.
No doubt about it. Well, anyway, we got all kinds of stuff. We've got
Johnny
we got
Wonka.
We got Wi-Wows. We got Thinky Black. Things. We got a couple of Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week. We've got all kinds of interesting stuff. But let's just go right into the news, if you will.
I will.
And the news.
I will not.
We also have a fatwa. A dork, dial-a-dork fatwa.
I got Tales from the Dork Side all over the place.
And we got Tales from the Dork Side, too. Yeah, so we're going to want to hear from Russ, who's been out and about in the world, and we're going to want to hear about that, too. But let's just jump right into the news. There's Apple released, 40 security fixes or something like that for the Mac for what?
But they don't get viruses.
The Mac and iTunes, and it was 43.
43 security patches.
That's because they
just above the magic
patches.
Number.
But I thought Justin Long said on the
is that
commercial
who that, guy is?
That Macs don't
What's he
get.
From?
He's from Galaxy Quest and Dodgeball.
Yes, Galaxy Quest and
Dodgeball.
Yes, yes.
And he's a great little
those commercials
comedic.
Are hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty good commercials. He's there with the expert from The Daily Show, whatever his name is. I forget what his name is.
Oh, he's somebody too? I totally didn't know.
Yeah, he's somebody.
Dude.
Oh, he's somebody.
He doesn't
somebody.
Come off well. Let me just put
no,
it
I mean, he's really funny. What he does on The Daily Show is pretend to be an expert about stuff. I think his name is John Hodgkins or something like that. And he pretends to be, well, I mean, people are named Hodgkins, dude, but that's not his name. But, I mean, it's just John something or other. He pretends to be an expert about stuff, and he speaks in very expert terms, but then he says just ridiculous, stupid shit. And it's
a little
really,
something
really
to hold
funny.
My slow jams.
Exactly. He'll say strange things like that, indeed. And we've got all kinds of interesting things to talk about. What do you guys make of that, all those security fixes on the supposedly impenetrable Mac?
Well, I don't think it was ever presented as impenetrable.
It is in those commercials.
It is in those commercials.
No, they never really say that. It's a little bit of marketing spin, but, you know.
It's a lot
well,
of marketing
look, if 80% of consumers were using Macs instead of Windows PCs, you would be hearing nothing but, oh, my God, Macs suck. Mac, Apple's a bunch of fucking assholes.
I think that you still would not hear that because to release a security fix, and this is, if I'm not mistaken, the first one, right?
Unknown.
Unknown.
Well, it's based on what, BSD?
I don't believe
it's not BSD's
one.
First.
Well, but it's the first release, security release for Mac OS X, this version. If we had seen a similar release from the Windows side of things, I would estimate that it'd have 271 security patches in it instead of 43. So, you know, statistically, Apple is still, you know, far superior.
Statistically speaking.
I mean, how many of them are really serious and how many of them are just, you know, cleanup?
Yeah, how many were, you know, like, required local
access? There's no way to know that, Drew.
Like that?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, man.
It's impossible to know.
So,
still,
okay.
So,
regardless, you still have a lot more, you have a lot of faith in the product.
Yes.
And the underpinnings therein.
Absolutely.
Well, it doesn't seem to have like been exploited.
It's just because they're using Intel.
Yes, they didn't have this problem before they switched to Intel.
you really think it has anything to do with that?
Absolutely not. Although, I mean, there's a new code base, but I'm sure these patches are on a much higher level.
All right. Let's see. Well, okay. You know what? That's not like super exciting subject matter. But look, let's just face it. Okay. Let's just face it. If you're gonna be on a network, if you're gonna be using the internet, you run the risk, regardless of what you're using, of somebody attempting to intrude on your machine or some you know program you don't want running on your machine.
What do we always tell people? Hardware firewalls. Firewall.
The internet is for porn.
Hardware firewalls.
That's what I tell them.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to be directly on the internet with your laptop or whatever, at a wireless hotspot, do everything you can. But if you're a at-home user, get yourself a decent hardware appliance, a VPN router or something. And they're $100 and less. Come on, people.
Well, I agree with that. You got to do something. I mean,
Matt, you're saying
you
got to
do something.
Getting added.
What is it? Like, it takes a couple of minutes for an unprotected Windows PC to get infected with something or intruded upon or something like that?
Definitely faster than you can download the security patches for Windows.
Indeed.
So you're kind of screwed. Speaking of Windows, although not so much... speaking of security problems, I read something that I was very distressed to hear about because I use this with a lot of my clients, but don't tell them because I haven't really decided what I'm going to do about it yet. But apparently there's a VNC 4.1 security
problem. You should
never
be using that over the internet, though, man, without a tunnel.
Amen to Russell. The nameless wonder has passed upon us a valuable tidbit of wisdom.
That stateless VPN
Amachi?
Thing.
Yeah. I've heard some mixed reviews of that. A friend tried to use it. It didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had I haven't had any intrusions whatsoever in any of my VNC installations that I'm aware of.
Good old... We got a report in from
that you're aware of.
The mix is terrible. Matt and Dewey are loud, and I can barely hear Irv. This is from a certain Matt.
Matt Wallen is listening. Matt and Dewey are loud, barely hear Irv. Well, we've got to fix that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the second part.
Quick, turn Irv down.
This one's Dewey. Which one are you there, Matt?
All right, well, turn those guys, turn it back to about 12 o'clock on the
dial.
He doesn't
even mention me. That's because I'm perfect. I'm baby bear.
You're just right.
Baby bear.
Maybe your new microphone is completely inaudible.
I don't think it's completely inaudible. Okay. Well, since Matt Wallen has been kind enough to point that out to us, I would appreciate it if he would help us refine the mix as we continue to adjust the levels. So, Matt, if you're listening, please let us know how it sounds now. Because
how about now?
It's critical that you be able to hear me.
How about now? How about now?
Okay, stop.
Sounds
it.
Like
he's,
we're turning him
he's
off.
He's behind, like, you know, a certain amount.
How about two
so.
Minutes ago? How about 2 minutes and 4 seconds ago?
All right.
2 minutes and 8 seconds ago.
Enough.
That's not that long, actually. It's not really like 2 minutes. It's more like 30 to 45 seconds, I think. But still, my levels look a little bit low.
My levels do look a little bit low.
Why don't you? Well, I cranked mine up.
You make low levels look gooder.
You're fine.
You make levels look good.
Yes.
Maybe you just need to speak more directly into your mic.
Maybe I do. I mean, my levels look okay. I don't, you know, we always do this every single show. We gotta really get some better equipment in here,
well,
I think.
A professional engineer would put a little dot next to where the proper levels are once they're set, so we could always return there quite
damn
easily.
Russ, how come this is the first time you've said that?
How do you manufacture said dot?
Nail polish.
They usually use little stickers.
Stickers. Fascinating.
But you know,
could
I don't
use
have any of those on me.
Could I use those paper strips of those candies?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, Mexican dots? Mexican stoplight candy?
Okay. Mexican stuff. That's good.
That's a scratch and sniff soundboard.
Also, speaking of security, also of security, there's a horrible, horrible new virus out there, I'm told,
really?
That erases wares and porn. That's what it targets on your computer, wares and porn.
I don't think that would affect me
or
at
all. If you're screwed.
Dude, that is as bad a virus as there's
like
ever been.
All
okay?
right, so the clarification on that is that in addition to the actual critical system files that you need to keep running your operating system, it also, you know, it gives you the 1-2 punch here. This is a combo.
Oh, I see.
It
I was going to say,
it hurts your system,
what do you think,
and screws you.
You have in storage usage right now in your networker? And how much would be left after something burned through the wares and porn?
Okay, if it burned through the wares, I actually don't have much wares anymore because I lost a hard drive, and now they're all kind of
sad.
Backed up on DVD. But and I don't have much porn at all because I was abusing it.
You're abusing yourself.
Well,
the porn was fine.
The porn
Welcome
made
to
it
porn
too
anonymous.
Easy to abuse myself. It was the enabler. It was the... It's really hard. I find it very much more difficult to abuse myself with, like, just a Playboy.
Yeah, we've really desensitized ourselves. Just the glossy magazine used to get me a little excited, like a Cosmo.
Yeah. Now the only glossy magazine that gets me excited is, like, Crutchfield or something. I just become very materialistic
Finger Hut?
All of a sudden.
That's
Finger
hot.
That's the name of that one gets me.
I love the ones with all the crazy products in it. And like they'll sell computers in there. It'll be like awesome Pentium 2. It's like a Pentium 2 366 with a 64 megs of RAM and a 6 gig hard drive. It'll say like massive 6 gig hard drive, and they'll ask for $300 for it. And I bet they sell
it. Which really isn't that much if you don't have any
I
idea.
I bet they freaking sell.
Okay.
Okay. Now Matt says he apologizes. He may have confused Dewey and Russ. Irv is now better.
Where'd you find that?
Find what? Was it Slashdot?
Yeah, it was mentioned.
Let's try Slashdot.
So I turned Dewey down, so he needs to come back up.
So maybe Dewey needs to come back.
I need to shut up.
Now wait a minute. Okay, let's stop. Wait, stop. Matt, are you listening?
And listen.
Let's just sound off. This is what Irv sounds like.
This is what the nicknameless Russ Miller sounds like.
Matthew?
Oh, this is what Matt sounds like.
This is what Dewey and Dr. J sounds like. Giggity.
Excellent. So now, Matt, having heard that, try to let us know what's happening.
Who sucks? I think I sound too
who
hot.
Who sucks and who doesn't?
I'm going to turn me down.
Let's see. You think you're too loud, Russ?
Yeah, I could hear a little bit. I got the headphones on.
I think you're very low right now.
Somebody tell me what that song is that goes something like, I checked my levels and then I got high.
Afro-mans, because
Afro
I got high?
Man. That's it.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I heard
yeah.
it in the car next to me on the way over here.
Have you guys really? Heard that
Did
the
you smell
new,
anything?
No, and I don't remember, but...
The new Microsoft Word 07, or whatever it's going to be called, is going to have a blogging feature.
That's very smart.
Like a blogging publishing feature.
They've got this expression package, apparently, that they can do blogging with or something. Is that...
I think your levels are super low now, Russ.
God damn it.
I think, though, Russ is right, and I think that this is just a way for Microsoft to, get their own blogging, hosting stuff out and into the mass public.
Well, maybe. It just seems to me that Microsoft doesn't appear to be setting a lot of trends these days.
Well, Word doesn't
Not
have enough
they
features.
Ever did.
They had to add some.
That's true. Word doesn't have
feature
enough
poor
feature.
I think it's very smart, personally.
Package.
Wouldn't you like to have words, spelling, and grammar checking in your blog posting
no.
software?
No.
Because you know why? Because if it's as bad as Front Page, it's going to have all the nastiest HTML markup
oh, that's the
in
worst.
It ever.
That is the worst HTML
well,
I've ever seen.
You'll have to set up what, there'll be some communication with the server or what it allows in HTML. I mean, you can't put any HTML tags in many blogging engines.
Yeah, but, I mean, the worst, the things
I
that it
does
allow.
I couldn't even use a superscript in one of the ones I post
You're
on.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, Blogger.
Blogger didn't let you superscript?
No.
Hey, we have report. Irv good, Russ good, Matt good, Dewey a little low.
Turning Dewey up.
Well, the thing is that Dewey doesn't speak very loud.
Plus,
either.
I turned myself down. So
well, and he yelled at me for being loud.
No, he was. I think he was talking about Russ.
Well, he yelled at me.
Well, he said he admitted
his
confusion.
Who is this guy anyway? Dr. J's going to beat him up.
No, Dr. J won't beat him up. He's actually a fraternity brother of mine and
Damn
Dr.
It.
J's.
Even more reason to beat him up.
Yeah, didn't you guys beat the crap out of each other?
Well, we didn't
Naked?
So much beat the...
He's going to make you drink his toenails.
We that, you know, that was before both of their time. That was when I was a freshman. And it involved...
In aught four?
Let's just say that they've... Let's just say that... It's not so much the beating up of one another as the dunking of each other's head in the sink, you know, swirly style.
You did that in the sink?
Did anyone lose teeth doing that?
It wasn't... We weren't allowed to do it in the toilet anymore. I think an executive order from International came down and said, don't do it in the toilet anymore or you're going to get accused of hazing. So what you did was instead kind of hoist them over the sink and face up and you dunk like a massive like 50-gallon pot of water over their face, cold.
Boiling.
It's not pleasant. Like I got swirled a bunch of times and I didn't like it.
It's not being swirled.
I didn't like it at all. No, it's not a swirly.
It's a swirl.
We didn't call it a swirling. We called it a swirling.
A swirling.
Interesting.
All right. So anyway, Matt, thank you very much. And if you have any questions or further comments, please don't hesitate to email us at dorks@dialadork.com, dial-a-dork.com.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, you know, he should send in and let us know what he's geeked out about.
Yeah.
Maybe we
yeah,
can comment on something like that.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Shane for a long time.
Where the hell's Shane?
Shane? What happened to Shane? You know, I emailed PJ. You remember one of our first fans, PJ, and this was the first time my email to him over at Forest City got bounced. Mailbox
Mother
not
Earth.
Recognized.
Damn.
So maybe
moved
he
on
moved
there.
On or...
Greener
well,
forests.
You know what? Brother needs to let us know because maybe we could help him find a job.
Well, maybe he quit and did it himself. You know.
I hope
so maybe
that
Brother
is the
can
case.
Help us find a job.
That'd be fine, too.
Okay,
but, you know.
So anyway, PJ, we certainly wish you all the best since your email doesn't work anymore. Maybe you'll listen and what have you. I haven't heard from Shane in a while, but that's okay. Well, do you know what that was? That was the bowl from a kitchen weight measurer. Like you would put flour in that thing, and it sat on like a postage scale, and you could weigh flour and shit. So... But I was using it to dump styrofoam into boxes when I was eBaying shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Conveniently enough, flour looks a lot like cocaine.
Yes, it comes in a convenient 1 kilo size.
Lovely. Let's see. Oh, okay. We were talking about Microsoft. We were talking about Word and everything and how it's getting bloated. And I have a fatwa, and I think Matt's going to agree with this, but it doesn't just apply to Microsoft. But I'm gonna have to ask that the world make a stand, and not adopt Vista.
Amen, my brother.
And the reason is because I have a feeling that it's simply a continuation of the great American bloatware. In fact, it's probably going to be the worst yet. And I'm gonna have to ask that. The world start to adopt a more lightweight OS, a more stable, lightweight. What can you tell us about these microkernels that I've been reading about?
Oh, Jesus, is that a big question?
Okay.
Those are the popcorn that doesn't pop.
Really, really small popcorn.
Even as much of a Linux fan as I am, when I start reading about the differences between microkernels and fat kernels, monolithic kernels, I start to get a little glossy-eyed at the details. But basically, it has to do with the way in which the kernel loads and manages system resources, and in particularly drivers and user land programs and that kind of thing.
Maybe we should backtrack a little bit, okay?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I might be really bad at backtracking on this one, buddy.
Let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
What's a kernel?
Oh, Jesus. If you're listening to this and don't know what a kernel is, well...
Hey, man. A lot of people are listening, and they don't know what
Irv's
the
listening.
Kernel is. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
All right, people. This is it.
I'm not a programmer. I'm not
the
a computer engineer. I don't understand. Go ahead.
At its core is the program that manages access to the actual system devices in your computer, whether it be a laptop, PC, whatever.
So it's the layer between all your software and all the hardware.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Although there's a few layers. The kernel is the lowest layer. You know,
okay.
If there's 666 levels to the abyss, it's the 666th level.
Wait, so you're saying that your hardware is at the below the lowest plane of hell?
Yeah,
no, think
exactly.
of it, the kernel being at the center, and all the other services are built up around it. Hence, a kernel.
Wait, the kernel's in the center, and all the services are built up around it. Well,
like
what happens when you go through the black hole? What's on the other side? Your hardware?
The Matrix.
What? Lost.
I don't like either one of those models, I'll be honest with you.
No, really.
The kernel is, it's what helps you. It manages a few things for you, like when you're allowed to write to a disk or when you can jam some stuff in memory so things don't run into each other and handles all that stuff.
I think I've got an analogy for you.
Can we hear it?
It's like a kernel at the center of something.
How about a...
It's like a kernel in the army. Majors.
A colonel?
I know nothing.
I know nothing. Yes.
Go ahead.
If you think about how about a 7-layer nacho dip?
All right.
Awesome.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry.
7-layer nacho dip?
The kernel is the 7th layer, and the hardware is the pan that it sits in.
You don't want to eat that shit.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
The hardware is the pan?
Yeah, and the first layer of nacho stuff is
the
kernel.
Beans.
And everything else
is a terrible analogy.
Is built on top of the beans.
So what is the chip?
That's part of the hardware. It's part of the pan.
But you rake it through every layer. You don't want to get just
cheese. You mean the nacho chip.
You don't
I think
get just
these analogies
the nacho
blow.
Chip can be like a peripheral.
Well, what analogy would you use?
I don't know. But
do we care?
Giggity.
Have we given enough examples that people should kind of get an idea, which is all we
You don't
really
need
want
to know too
to
much.
Across.
The interesting thing to me is that... the kernel sits at the bottom, but there's so much stuff to make a computer usable that sits above that. So it's not your kernel is not your OS. It's like the basic thing you need to
is
use.
Is the
your
kernel
computer.
The thing that sort of not like wait when people say bootstrapping, that's like what like post and stuff.
It's your BIOS.
Well, that's your BIOS. You post BIOS, which means that the BIOS program. Gets processed and parts of it loaded into memory for access by the system.
Right.
Then when the computer bootstraps, what it's doing is it actually calls a very, very tiny program whose pretty much only purpose is to get the kernel loaded into memory.
The reason it's called bootstrapping is because, you know, the analogy of lifting yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
You need the kernel in order to get to your disk. However... You need to get to your disk, get to your kernel. So the bootstrap program just grabs the space that's reserved for starting your OS on the disk without using all the fancy things the kernel do, like make sure you don't double write things and crap like that.
If you think about it, there's a certain number of things that happen to boot your computer and get it into a state where you can use it. And the first one is posting your BIOS. And for those of you out there who are familiar with BIOS beep codes,
Power
I
on self
sympathize
test, by the
with
way.
You.
Posting is power on self test.
Yeah, good
I
call.
I recently read that. So.
I sympathize you for knowing what those are and understand completely why you don't want to remember them. But the next thing that has to happen is that the kernel has to get loaded, and you're in a catch-22 position there because in order to access all the cool hardware on your system, you need the kernel. But in order to get the kernel, you need to get it loaded, and if the kernel is the only thing that can load it, then you're stuck. Hence, they bootstrap the system, and literally, as I said, it's a tiny, tiny program that has a very, very small set of responsibilities, the first of which is to get the kernel loaded into memory so that the kernel can then load all the other crap involved in your operating system so that you can use it. Now, the key here is that Windows pretty much loads all that other stuff at one time, whether you need it or not. All these services start up, all this... extra visual candy comes online.
Candy.
It brings out the Bob. And
there's
no
more Bob.
Thank God.
The Bob and the Neil.
There's no more Bob.
Whereas the idea with a microkernel is that it really only loads things or tries to load things only as you need them. It only allocates system resources to drivers and applications when it needs it. It's tinier. It's more efficient. It's so not monolithic.
So you're saying that, so in other words, you're saying that the typical Linux system starts out like very stripped down only, and it only loads things as you go along?
You know how you compile kernels to your machine for Linux?
Okay.
Sort of familiar with that? That's basically the process of stripping out the crap you don't need, whereas if you wanted to, you could just load every driver for XYZ.
Yeah, I mean, aren't some Linux installations just as big and bloated
yes,
as Windows?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Russell's got it straight on that one.
And, you know, I think the article that was talking about how this gentleman, you know, doesn't ever, you know, is just angry that, you know, Vista's just another big bloated operating system. And he was basically saying that a lot of the Linux OSs are big and bloated, too. And he wants slim, trim, stable, self-healing.
I think that's the key, actually.
You know. And that's what he thinks all this microkernel stuff is all about. Where they're all, it's what?
Speak into the mic, Dewey.
Into the microphone.
Well, we have a friend Kofno at kofno.blogspot.com who just installed Gentoo Linux on his laptop, and he compiled the kernel for exactly his machine, and he's learning a lot about the hard way. He's learning a lot about, you know, what goes in your kernel.
Sure.
Okay, so
no, that's an
so we should have him on.
It's an interesting point.
Who is this guy?
It's Ryan. You know, or no, you don't know him.
Ryan,
yeah, you know, yeah,
you might know him
from where?
From a place we all once worked.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, we can have him on. Wait a
well,
minute,
we're trying to get
not
him.
He's not the guy who yelled at me, is he?
He
could
might
be. I don't know.
Is everybody yelled at
no,
you?
No, the guy who yelled at me was Patrick.
He was a little
excited.
You don't want to get yelled at by him.
Well, it wasn't that so much that I didn't want to get yelled at by him. It's just that I interrupted him, and I guess you're not allowed to do that.
All right, well, back to the kernel.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy's saying all these micro
We're going to see.
Shut up.
I think we're going to see, when you say self-healing, I think that's a key. We're going to see a new layer on top of operating systems that makes sure your operating system is slim enough without you having to go compile crap and, you know, looks for some more danger in this whole self-healing concept. I think that's where computers
I mean,
are
like,
going.
Can little areas of your operating system, you know, like, reboot themselves or redo themselves while the other ones
well, Linux
remain,
has always had
remains,
that.
Linux has always had that?
Yeah.
You'd have to do it by hand, but you can take your network down. You can take little pieces of your operating system in many ways. Compared to 98 Windows, where every change you made, you had to reboot.
Yeah.
And even Windows has gotten better.
I mean, XP is much better. You know.
But at the time, in 98, you know,
yeah, you
Linux, you didn't need to restart for half the things you needed to for 98.
In fact, you could restart the video subsystem in Linux and not have to reboot the system. And I think that Russ has hit on something that, yeah, you know, the future is slimmer OSs, slimmer kernels that have the ability to diagnose their own faults and heal those.
Maybe more adaptive in the future. Yeah. It might optimize. If you happen to be someone who listens to a lot of MP3s, your chip could be a field programmable gate array, which actually turns some of those things you do most often into hardware routines instead of software.
Sure. And I mean, that's what, if anybody remembers Transmeta, which I guess there's not a lot of news about.
They were making the low power
low power
chips that were still good. They were good. They were low power, so that the batteries would last longer on your portable device, and they were low power, so they didn't generate a lot of heat. So you could have quiet devices as well.
And power is becoming an issue in data centers these days. We've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, but we should again. You know, think
that's
about
where
it.
Virtualization probably.
You know, everybody. I'm going to kill whoever whoever started that internet meme, and that's all it is. On virtualize this, and you must virtualize this.
I'm doing that at work now.
This house is virtualized.
Virtualize everything.
This truck is virtualized.
It all started, I think, with the movie The Lawnmower Man.
You gotta get
you
the mic.
You gotta say that into a microphone.
Jackass.
You can't talk about virtualizing Matt's mother last night.
Giggity.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that. What are you talking?
Listen up, people.
That was Dr. J.
Me up. Yeah, Dr. J said that.
The rant on virtualization. Giggity. You cannot solve all your problems with virtualization.
Virtualization.
You know, Matt's mom has two pairs.
Whoa, where are the second pair?
I got two pairs that are going to sit on your chin here in a second.
Two pairs?
Amen.
Matt has four balls, everyone.
I'm a Superman.
You're a human walk. Okay. By the way, our sound engineer, Matt Wallen, has sent us a question. He says he has a problem that he wants to talk about, but he's at the wrong computer to test any solutions, so he'll write in next week to let us know how it goes. But the problem is this, and we're going to abandon all the kernel talk now, but that was very good. I appreciate you guys. The problem is his work computer running Windows XP, Mozilla Firefox, and using Windows Media Player 10 runs MLB TV perfectly, allowing him to follow his mighty, mighty Red Sox.
They suck.
Well, they're pretty good.
No, I know, they're very good. But
they are a little suspect in the pitching department.
They suck.
Not compared to Cleveland.
And I think your family lives in New York, so I'd assume that you would be partially opposed to them as well.
Well, my mother grew up a Yankee fan.
Is he writing in to brag? I mean,
hey, look,
all right, get to the problem.
In to say what
the problem. His taste in baseball teams is not the problem.
I agree with that.
It's a problem, but it's not the problem. Okay,
all right.
My home computer running Windows XP Media Center. I assume at work it's Windows XP Pro. At home it's XP Media Center, Mozilla Firefox, and using Windows Media Player 10 will not play a stream at all. Firefox tells me I am missing a plugin and will not suggest one automatically. If I click on manually install plugin, it takes me to Windows Media Player 9 installation. If I try to run the installation, it tells me I already have a newer version and quits. All right, subplot.
Sounds like if you would go to a different baseball team's website.
Well,
hold
on. No, it's MLB TV. MLB.
Oh, okay.
If I try to run
deinstall your fandom.
Should we say it together? Bare metal.
Yeah, well, yes. You might want to reinstall everything. No, the subplot is if he tries to run the stream with IE instead, it still doesn't work. Similar results. However, IE will run the audio. Firefox won't run
even more
either.
Frustrating.
No, this one's easy.
Sounds like a codec problem to me.
It always is. I have huge problems with that goddamn
it
codec.
It could be a codec problem.
Well, because codecs will often play audio and no video.
That's true. However, because he has the same problem in IE, which should have prompted him for the codec installer immediately.
Maybe.
It has pretty routinely in the past for me, but
okay.
Fortunately, it's Windows Media Player, and it's decoupled enough from the operating system that he can remove.
That's what I was going
to remove
say.
It from the.
Go to add or remove programs.
Amen, Russ. Take it off.
Go to add or remove programs. Take out Winamp 10, and just reload it in either for Windows Update or go to the website.
So, yeah. What are you guys suggesting?
Bare metal.
Bare metal.
No, this is easy. Go to your add remove programs. If you don't know where that is, it's Start, Settings, Control Panel, Add Remove Programs.
Well done.
Wait 100 minutes while the damn list propagates itself, and then scroll all the way to the bottom because that's
Windows
where
Media
it is.
Player, yeah.
Windows Media Player. It's in the W.
You're telling him to uninstall Windows Media Player 10 and then
reinstall any Windows Media Player that you find in there.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
And reinstall it.
Okay.
If you have installed other media players like Winamp or, I don't know,
Real
Player.
QuickTime.
It may not hurt you to do the same thing with those. And that's going to do one other thing, too. It's going to make sure that he's got the current version of all this stuff.
Exactly.
So okay. If there's conflicts.
One thing I might do is look at MLB TV and see if they offer any options, whether, you know, because some places will give you the option to use Windows Media or QuickTime or Real Player.
That is true.
If you go to addons.mozilla.org/firefox/2390, or if you just go look for video downloader extension, it'll let you download any embedded media in a page, and that might help you. If this doesn't work, track down exactly what codecs require.
That's true. If you can download the video, then you can analyze it somewhat and figure out
the browser around it.
But I do like the idea of reinstalling Windows Media Player if possible. I also might suggest, you know, you never know what codecs these are. Maybe go get the Xvid installer, just, you know, throw that on there just to see.
Yeah, generally if MLB
it's probably some kind of WMV thing.
Yeah,
hold
on a second.
Wait, one real quick. There is a Microsoft WMV codec pack. You can actually maybe go to Microsoft.com and search, like, do a search for, like, codec pack, And there is like a thing that I had to download once just to play like certain WMVs. So maybe that Microsoft Codec pack is what he needs to install.
I still have problems with video. It's the worst.
It's just one of those. Just could be. I mean, it's worth a try. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
No. I mean, yeah. I think that the
pick up your mic, jackass.
It's too late. It's
too late. I think we're done with this topic, and you know,
I think we need to get Dewey a Bobby Brown in the My Prerogative video headset microphone thing.
He does need a headset microphone.
They're using those on Howard these days.
Actually, they're using them all over on any of the Sirius or XM, like video shots.
Everybody
of people.
Compares about it.
I'm really glad
too.
We brought this up because it's part of Tim Wurzel's Bare Metal Question of the Week.
Yeah, I think he had like three or four of them.
Is that it? How about that?
Like
is that,
that
the theme song to the Bare Metal Question of the Week? Let me see if I can actually find the damn thing. Can we kick it one time, Kyle? Okay.
All I can hear in my head is Quiet Riot's Metal Health Will Drive You Mad.
Metal Health Will Drive... Bang
your head!
Wipe that disc! Dorks, I recently purchased a wireless Bluetooth headset. Well, duh. I recently purchased a wireless Bluetooth headset from Logitech for my iPod. It was going wonderful until one day it just stopped keeping the connection from the headphones to the receiver. Now the headphones won't even hold a charge. I've emailed Logitech and they sent me to some generic website that didn't help me. They told me to call their tech support if that website didn't help, but I loathe tech support and I figured I'd ask your suggestions first. And yes, I've already bare metaled it. Well, Do these headsets have like little like reset functions like factory settings?
I think that's
settings
what he means when he said reset though.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, he may have said that just to be sarcastic.
I don't know. You guys are on your own in this one. You know, my company won't buy me a cell phone that has a Bluetooth capable thing, and I'm too poor to actually buy an iPod.
I assume that the iPod that he bought this thing has a. I mean, I assume it came with a little broadcaster thing that he sticks in the head. You know that.
He said it used to work. Yeah.
My first instinct is my first question is are there batteries in the transmitter, or is it somehow powered by the sound that comes? I assume it goes
by moving through the Earth's magnetic field.
Do you have to walk?
There's definitely
while
a battery in it. That's one of the reasons.
These are sanity check questions. You know, I mean, is there a battery in the thing that transmits to the headphones?
Other than that, I would say. He's a junk hardware. Send it to Linksys and have him replace it.
Well, it's Logitech, but...
Oh, even worse, then.
Well, the thing is, and the other thing I have to say, is that unless you don't want a refund or a new piece of... a replacement piece of machinery, then don't... by all means, don't call tech support. But if you do want to get it replaced somehow, because it might be a lemon, or it might just be a piece of crap or whatever, I think that's... they're both the same thing, you may want to get a new one. And... the only way is to talk to Sandeep for, you know, 15 minutes.
Quite honestly.
If you start to get really abusive to them, they'll pass you on, though. That's what I found.
Yeah.
You can't cross the line. You can't swear or say anything outright.
Russ.
So they'll hang up. But if you get mean, they'll pass you on.
Tell about the time the sales lady didn't want to cancel your account, wanted something faxed in writing. Come on. I love that story. Tell it. Please
I don't remember.
It. Come on. Tell
you
got to
tell it. I don't remember. What place
tell
was it?
Tell it. Come on.
What place was it?
I don't know. I think it was your DSL account.
It wasn't something fast.
You know, I do remember some really fantastic stories.
I'm quite a bastard to people.
I remember.
And you called in. You remember the story?
Well, I also remember the mayonnaise packet that Russ found behind his desk.
No, that was in a drawer of safe lunch packets.
Okay. I do remember Russ. I remember hearing Russ on the phone with some tech support people, and it was like... pure liquefied sarcasm. I mean, the sarcasm was so dense.
I told some poor kid once.
Coalesced.
You sound like the kind of guy that didn't make it out of high school.
That's rough. That is rough. But honest to God, Tim.
You got to
call tech support if you've made sure all the batteries are good or whatever in each part. And the connections are dropping, and it won't work at all. You have to call tech support. I mean, it's a small. It's not like one of these things you can pry open and fiddle with or mess with. You just, you know, it's supposed to work right out of the box and keep on working. So if it isn't, you got to call tech support.
Matt Wallen is Whalen, whatever is followed up with a couple of points. One of which is, what the hell is a codec?
Yes. What the hell? A codec, I believe codec stands for coder decoder.
Correct.
Good job.
And codec is how video or was how media is encoded into a particular file format, and then that,
mostly
that file
we care about
read
the decoding.
Decoded back to, you know, by Windows Media Player.
But no one wants to deck.
What's a file format?
Are you mocking our listener? Our soul
well,
listener?
That's okay. Matt also said that he wants to say that the show is pretty cohesive and listenable, and he wants to know, is it A, solid planning and execution by the quote-unquote talent?
Yes.
The answer to that is a solid no. Well, a solid execution, I wouldn't say solid planning. Although today I did say, hey, what do you guys want to talk about?
So and there was cool. little to no response.
Wait. We did do some planning, and we generally know the
I don't recall any planning.
You know, my whole week, a few of my clock cycles are always devoted to what I'm going to talk about on Dial-A-Dork. And
I use devoted to masturbating?
I use the, well, yes, I mean.
You're sitting in his chair.
Oh, yeah. That's the jerkin' chair.
Little did you
no, I'm
that's
kidding.
Really why the couch had to go.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You'd actually be surprised.
No, I don't want to
how know. It corrodes leather. No, I'm kidding. No, the thing I'd say liquid planning and solid execution.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And then just pure talent makes up for the rest.
Well, what about the hot air gaseous shit we're spewing?
Plasma. All right. B, is it A? So was it A, solid planning and execution? B, which is yes and no. B, the verbal abuse no smarmy idea. Comment factor is low due to the absence of Schmitty.
I'm here. I like poker.
You know, and I got to say that I really, really like what James brings to the program. So, and you know, it's going to be tough for him to be on for a while. I'm pretty sure that his lovely wife has restricted him to one night out per week in non-work related stuff, and
this
so it's going to be between the show and
if
poker.
If we could get some money involved here,
yeah, well,
this could be a night out.
We're definitely going to have to convince him to choose this over poker, and it's going to be tough.
All right, well, these are the next two biggest technologies in the world. Then the first poker? One is a weather machine because Cleveland just needs some fucking help.
Okay.
But the second one is a way to age your children a little bit faster so that, you know, you can still go out and have a life.
No, man. These are
absolutely.
These are the wonder years.
Oh, come
there was,
on.
There was a
I
C,
remember,
wasn't
like,
there?
Three or four what? Times from the wonder years.
What?
Dewey chooses option C.
I can encode that into a much tighter codec.
Stop it. What did you say, Dewey?
Number C on the list was
oh, there's
the
a
number
C
of
is the number of pre-show martinis was limited to less than six.
Yes, but yeah. I'm working on my mini bottles of booze.
That's right, and I'm about to start helping you.
Yes,
okay, I'm going to bust out with the Johnny Walker Red.
Do it, it's some red, baby.
Okay, so yes, Matt. In all cases A, B, and C, there's a kernel of truth there, a micro kernel of truth.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Does anybody know anything about rum? I mean, other than what it is. I mean.
It's
deeper knowledge.
What do you
it's
know
fermented
about,
sugarcane juice.
Proto rum.
I went to the Bacardi factory once. The distillery, I guess they call
amazing.
It.
Amazing. All right, so what I want to
know. Do you remember
is,
much of that?
Yeah.
What are more than average quality rums that one would you know, imbibe?
I think you want to avoid the spiced, although I like spiced
get,
more.
Well, get 7
and
or
I'm
8
talking,
years.
I'm talking
look,
age,
I,
7 or 8 years.
I'm pretty sure you're
8 años.
There's the one called an Ocho. Isn't there a new one like something Ocho or something? I've had Appleton's 18-year-old rum that's when I was old. In Jamaica, and it literally tastes like sweet scotch.
See, that's what I. That's the kind of. That's
it
kind
tastes
of
like
rum
sweet,
I'm
sweet
for.
Scotch.
Ugh.
Something.
It's actually
expensive.
Pretty good.
I hate sweet.
It's
liquor.
Not
that's
expensive.
Why I don't like American
well, you were in
liquor
Jamaica.
Either.
Nothing's expensive.
No, some things are expensive.
Women.
Yeah,
blondes.
White women.
Young blondes.
Oh,
yes.
It's all
white,
pink inside.
White hookers.
All right,
in Jamaica,
step away from this topic slowly.
Yeah, you want something that's been aged for a lot of years. 7 or 8.
Not the hooker.
Or says 18.
And the spice thing, am I right on that?
Yeah,
spice
if you're a hooker, you definitely
chunks.
Want aged 18 years.
Yeah, you want the hooker aged about 18, 19.
If you're
going to
be illegal, why would you stay with
kids.
That law?
Okay,
wait,
look.
So, hold on a second. I'm not done here.
What I'm saying is you know, if you're just going to make your rum and Cokes for a party, whatever, go get your Bacardi or whatever.
Yeah, and if you spend a lot on vodka to mix, you're jacked.
And, of course, you know, Captain Morgan's is really yummy, too. But I think what Captain Morgan's probably is regular rum with coloring and maybe some flavoring added. It's probably not like barrel aged and shit. Whereas like an older barrel aged rum is obviously barrel aged, and that's it'll get that dark color from the wood.
Okay, well, and there's thank you for getting to the next
dark
part.
Versus light.
So darker rum does actually pick up.
I like my rum like I like
probably.
My coffee.
I believe
aged
that's
18 years.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure rum
roasted.
I'm sure rum is just like tequila in the sense that
it
not
sucks.
Well no. In the sense that okay, you have like your run of the mill tequilas, which are 51% agave, you know, fermented agave juice, and the rest is just
worm.
Alcohol.
Oh.
Like basically like vodka or something or whatever the fuck. Okay? The rest
potato
of the spirit,
alcohol,
the rest of the spirits that
alcohol.
Are in there, okay? Whereas in order, you know, whereas 100% agave tequila. The more expensive tequilas
age
are
until it
just that.
Into alcohol.
Well, not quite actually. Tequila's a little weird about that. You can't age tequila more than a 2-3 years, and then it's diminishing returns.
He asked about rum.
I know, but what I'm saying
tequila.
Is that there are probably.
I don't know what you asked about, so I'm going to talk about what I know about.
There are probably no. What I'm saying is, I'm guessing Genius. there are like blended like rums, like it's like some percentage cane juice, and then the rest
up.
Like.
Filler.
You know, filler. All
right, how
and then you have, like, your more, like, pure reserve, you know, higher-end rums.
Just look for something that's aged 7, 8, 10, 18 years.
Well, if you can get your hands on a bottle of Appleton's 18-year-old, it's like a sippin' rum. Whereas
a
you can get,
rum.
Like, you know, a bottle of Ron Bacardi, and it's make all kinds of good mixed drinks with it. You know, it's fine.
Do not buy 151 just because it has a high number. I mean, it's very alcoholic, but it doesn't. Have a good taste.
But I'll tell you this much. If you're ever hosting a bachelor party, a fun thing to do is to make everyone do a shot of Run 51 just to get in.
Oh, sure.
So you meet them at the door and you say, you do the shot or you don't come in. And so everyone is immediately – and I got to tell you.
Or if you need fire, like for
right.
Bananas Foster or something.
Or for
very good.
Flame balls. You know.
Yes.
Fireball.
Yeah, there we go.
I got to tell you, though, the Run 151 at this particular bachelor party came in very handy also – when the best man needed to clean his fingers.
What?
And I won't go any further.
Are you making this up?
I'm not making this up.
I'm on Wikipedia,
Duke?
And I bet that's
not
wrong.
I'm not making this up, but let's just say that the stripper was so ugly and lacking in talent and passion
and
for
health.
Her work and health and everything that. Of the 40 or so people at this bachelor party, okay, about 36 were all crowded into the kitchen watching the Ohio State-Wisconsin game, which Ohio State was losing, and only about 4 people stayed to watch her do her act. One of whom came out and said, "Give me the goddamn rum. I got to clean my fingers." And, you know, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for that educational session. I appreciate that. I will.
Yeah, going back to Codex.
Yeah.
What about Tim's question, which we just avoided?
No. We'll go back to Tim. Tim did respond, though. Tim did respond. He goes, "Yes, there are batteries in the headset. I have tried the reset that the manual offers, and that didn't work." Right. But isn't there a sending unit also that has to send the music to the headset?
Yes,
does that have batteries or not?
I don't know.
It's probably powered from the iPod.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is it powered? I mean, if it's powered by the how? Or does the iPod have a
transmitter powered by the iPod?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Have really low power from the iPod.
USB ports can supply power. There's no reason why this little device port on the iPod couldn't.
Okay,
support
that's what I was curious about. So, I think he's stuck.
Cool
talking to tech support.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I mean, why does he have talk tech support at all?
Well,
where did he buy the thing?
Because it's a. Oh well, that's true. I mean, how long have you had it? He said recently, right? So,
you could
take it back to the store, I guess.
He did send an email that said there are batteries in the headset. He's tried to reset the manual offers and it didn't work. So we're
didn't
saying
I just say
try
that?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was reading about Bananas Foster.
That's tasty.
There are batteries in the headset, so change them. Other than that, go back to where you bought it. Get rid of the piece of junk. Come on, how much it cost? And these things are way too on the edge, I think, to rely on them to be solid yet. They're not in big enough production.
Yeah.
When you set that mic down, we get a lot of background hum.
You want me to not set the mic
down? I just realized it goes away when you pick it up.
Don't set it down next to your computer.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just hold it like the rest of us?
Because I have to type the show notes, jackhole.
You can't type with one hand? You're not masturbating enough.
Why don't we put it on the put it on your cheek like this?
The first
hang
time
it across the front of your head, and we'll duct tape it around your
head. Yeah, where's the duct
tape? Talking about
we
the microphone still?
Yeah.
Duct tape that to your head. At least he's bald.
Oh, Tim, I think Tim should do the ultimate. I think you should do the ultimate bare metal, which is return it to the store.
Bare money it.
Bare money it. Okay, now
right, next question.
Tim's question. I'm looking to set up a wireless signal from my computer to my Sony DVD CD stereo thing ding in my living room so I can play my songs in iTunes and so forth through my surround system. I'm lazy and I don't feel like figuring out what components I need to hook into my computer and stereo to do this, so I'm asking you guys to do the legwork for me. Thanks.
I'd like
our
to,
pleasure.
Hold on a second. I'd like to, because this sounds like it could be a really long part of the show, and I know that Irv has all the answers for this. So, why don't you put together a parts list for Mr. Wurzel and give it to Dewey, and he can put it on our blog show notes with links to all the parts. Mabs.
Well,
just do it that
let
way.
Me just say this one thing. I apologize.
Hurt my ears.
I do believe, I want to say, oh, he said both the headset and the transmitter run on rechargeable batteries. Rechargeable. Tim just said that.
Well, they could be just broked too.
Well, now here, I want to say this. Broked. I believe it's D-Link. But I could be wrong, but I think it's D-Link. God, it could be somebody
nobody cares.
Else.
What's the point?
But I really think it's D-Link. They made a wireless music transmitter that has both a network jack and an antenna, so it can go either way. And it also has, you know, audio out left and right. Okay, it's just regular RCA jacks. It's not like
Airport Express by AirTunes does it too. Or app.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I don't know if he has
it's not about
an app.
iTunes. You don't need an Apple.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is just straight up.
Can you use the Airport Express with
yeah. Yes, that's what
with the Windows or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe that too.
But your host computer would then need to be wireless as well. Am I thinking right there?
But that's what he said.
Well, basically, this thing has a little cute little pop-up LCD window and stuff, so you can, like, you know, see the track
that's
information
a big
and stuff.
To try to see what's
and it's
going
only
on.
Like it was only like $80 or $100 or something at Micro Center.
Sounds great.
So it's like a really nifty little solution, and it has a remote control.
I would suggest wandering a Micro Center or an electronics store and see what they have. They probably have a couple. But if you're willing
when
to
you take
blow
your Bluetooth
$80
thing back,
if you don't know what your real needs
yeah,
are.
Yeah, when you take your Bluetooth thing back,
yeah,
check it out.
Trade it in.
Well, I got one other thing I'd like to say, though, is that if he's got his music in iTunes, you're going to have to make sure that it's MP3 because I don't think these devices are going to play any
some of them,
Apple
I mean,
format
the Apple
music.
One will. It
looks well,
the Apple one will.
But it depends on how
the button in your iTunes.
That's
Airport
neat.
Express. It says play in your living room.
Are you know you need to check out the Airport Express thing.
I don't know what it costs,
Tim, but it's probably a little bit more than the this D-Link item. But
I think last
check
time I looked
too.
At them, they're only $100.
Do we any chance you could find that D-Link
if you're willing
item?
To just you might these things really depend on how your particular usage is, what your music collection is saved in, and all these things.
I know that with iTunes,
you
that
might strike out on being perfect right away.
I don't
unless
know.
You spend a little much more. Like, you go with Airport right now, the
it
gate here, you'll probably be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Since you're using iTunes already. But if you go find D-Link one, spend $40 or $50 on something, it probably will work pretty well, but you realize, oh, I got to go down to my office to do anything to adjust it, or I don't know what's playing. You don't know. It really depends on your setup.
Okay. I real quick, back to the headset issue. He says he can't take it back because he sent the UPC code and the receipt for a rebate.
Dope.
That's okay. Actually, it's okay because just because you sent in the rebate doesn't mean you're stuck with a broken piece of shit. Take it back. Make sure. I hope you kept the box because they at least need the box because they're going to send the unit back to whoever, Logitech. They'll give you a new one. What they'll do is they'll take the unit out of the new box and put it in your old box and take your shitty one and put it in the new box and send it.
Genius.
Okay, that way you don't get a new UPC code.
And you don't get steal.
Okay, so if you still, even if you don't have the receipt, if you went to like a Best Buy or something like that, they should have all your purchases on record. And if you have the credit card you bought it with, you really should be able to get an exchange.
The Attorney General, they probably have a list of that somewhere.
No, but the NSA absolutely has a.
And call the NSA because I'm sure they heard you talking about it.
You don't need to call
them.
You just call anyone and say what you want to tell the NSA.
Actually, I think just like Vanilla Sky, just go outside and scream tech support. Yeah, except just scream NSA and somebody will show up. Okay. So I think Tim, you're going to want to get a little device that's specially designed to do this, and instead of getting some like big media center PC or something like that.
Check out your connections on your wireless, your rechargeable headset stuff. all the way through there. Shake it a little bit.
You're going to want to reverse the polarity.
It might not be recharging well.
I think you should try to return it first, and if you can't return it, then call tech support, and maybe they'll.
Because if you shake it and it works, it's going to come loose again.
You know, all right. I'm gonna
that's one of those rules.
That's on my maintenance.
I'm going to chime in on this one. How about this? Since it is a Bluetooth device, is it not recognized by any other Bluetooth-enabled like host?
Not a bad, that'd be a good way to test
not
it.
Not a bad
you
idea.
Something.
You know, for like less than $15, you can get a USB Bluetooth receiver, and then you can see if it'll actually find your headphones.
Receiver for your like laptop or USB?
Yeah, or for your desk. I have it on my desktop upstairs because I finally got a wireless keyboard and mouse that work.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got Bluetooth. I can use it, my mouse, all the way across the room so I can lay
$15
my guest bed and watch my Slingbox when I get kicked out of my bed because I snore.
Wow, that's rough.
No.
All right, it's because I can't get it up. No, I'm just kidding. That's even
more rough.
I'm just kidding.
Giggity.
I snore and I can't get it up.
Yeah, really, it's because Dory snores.
And she can't get it up. All right. Actually, really sucks. Having a pregnant wife is tough because her titties are big and huge and scrumptious, and you're not allowed to touch them because they hurt like hell.
Can you take pictures of them?
Man.
I could. I'll try.
I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, one more thing from Tim. Last week, Irv mentioned that he bought a bunch of old, mostly crappy computer parts. Indeed, I did. I have
you
two
buy
old
by the
Macs.
Pound or something?
He has two old Macs, a Quadra 850. And a Performa 6400 with monitors and software.
Well, he sounds like he's a sucker for Apple stuff.
They're fantastic, and I'm more than happy to part with them if Irv wants more outdated metal paperweights. I don't think I want those.
No, well, hold on a second.
Unless I'm
going
to eBay them to some crazy collector.
What about that free thing you had? Give him that.
Oh, yeah, give him the free cycling.
Someone will take them. Some stupid
Kid
in
I don't
school.
Know if there's
they have that. It's in many cities across the nation, so go to free cycling.
Just Google Detroit free cycle.
Yeah. Still,
show notes it is.
All right, damn, we could really use Amatai for this one because I can't remember which model is more current, the Quadra or the Performa.
The
I think
Quadra.
It's the Quadra.
What about the Phenia?
And the Quadra was right before the G4, is that not correct?
The Quadra was the last of the 68040 based thingers.
Oh.
Computers.
Then that's no good.
Yeah, that's a little
bit
older
than
I
thought. I could probably play fool's errand.
What did you buy?
Hell, I still have a Pool of Radiance for the Apples.
Well, shit, man.
We could play it.
All right.
Well, all right. Sprite-based animation and everything.
Who wants to drive up to Detroit?
Well, I have some old Macs. They're much closer if you want them.
Okay.
But that's why I can't take them. I already have enough old Macs.
Okay. And finally from Tim, so I'm going to say free cycle those babies. Or try to eBay them, maybe.
You never know.
I don't know.
It can only build your rating.
Yeah,
really. Congrats to your Cavs for capitalizing on the Pistons' lack of caring about ending this series.
That's right.
Quickly.
We didn't care about winning.
That's right. The Pistons didn't care about winning. That's why they lost. Maybe it's because they shot 33% from the field or something. Yeah. The Pistons are still winning the series, but at least you guys are making it interesting. Well, we appreciate
points or something?
We appreciate your appreciation, Tim. We're glad that we've entertained you.
Well, I mean, last night's game was entertaining.
It certainly was.
Yes.
I'm not
actually,
a basketball
last
fan,
two
and I
minutes
even liked it.
I was at both of them.
You were there?
Damn.
I was at both games.
You're a witness.
I'm a witness. Damn. And let me tell you that, Tim, I hate to break this to you, but the Cavs did not play well.
Exactly.
And they won both of those games.
Or no, Tayshaun Prince said they had to play their best to beat us. We played crappy.
That's bullshit. The Cavs did not play
terrible.
Their best. They did not play their best.
First
they
half,
didn't take
they shot
care.
Well. They shot well first quarter.
They shot better than the Pistons the whole game. The Pistons shot under 40% for the game.
Oh yeah, they were terrible. But
by the way, and Tim, you know, I gotta say that for a team that is supposed to be so tough, so intimidating, playoff battle tested, and everything else, I've never seen a team whine and cry to the referees more than the Pistons. They act like they're not allowed to get touched. But meanwhile, I don't know if you noticed this, but Rip Hamilton was in LeBron's shirt the entire night. They were grabbing his jersey. They were hand-checking him. They were slapping at the ball. He was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter when he was finally peeling these guys off on picks that the refs finally started calling some fouls. And you know, because it was ridiculous. And that's, you know, the Pistons simply are getting away with more shit, and they're complaining about every foul.
That's how you get away with more shit.
It's a joke. And I tell you right now, Tim knows it. He knows it deep in his heart. You saw what happened in the fourth quarter of Game 2 that the
game
Cavs
three,
came all the way back.
Four.
The Cavs came all the way back and almost If there was another 5 minutes of game two, the Cavs would have won that game. And I'm telling you right now that the Pistons had better watch out, because what they don't have is a player like LeBron James. Yeah. They got a lot of guys who can do a lot of things, but they don't have somebody can simply take a game over. And if the Cavs can keep it close in game five, the Cavs can win at the end of the game. They can keep stealing these 1, 2, and 3 point games because they have LeBron James.
Hey, so, we get Hughes back this game?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
I'm not sure if I want him or not.
I know, but the whole team went to St. Louis today to go to the funeral, and that's pretty... No, actually,
I think he died, and you're wondering if he's coming back?
His younger brother died, who had a heart transplant.
I want to buy all this stuff. Anderson Varejao a drink, though. That charge
Anderson
is the
Varejao,
best play of the quarter.
He's flat out outplaying Rasheed Wallace in the last two games anyway, flat out. And I don't think that's going
to... Yeah, it's awesome to watch.
We'll see.
And Z showed up a little bit for this game. It was better than any of the previous playoff games.
He did some things defensively. He did some things defensively, and I'd be curious to see if they put him and Varejao on the floor together.
He played the whole first quarter, but yeah.
Or Varejao.
Varejao was not him.
If they put them both on the floor together so that Z maybe can actually go out and take some jump shots and we actually have a chance at a rebound.
They gave him three or four. He bricked a couple early, and he didn't play late.
I'll tell you right now, if Z starts making shots – Detroit's in big trouble because they're not going to be able to double and triple LeBron. Z will be open every time. And all season long, he's knocking down – his whole career, he's been knocking
except
down
these playoffs.
14 to 18-foot jumpers, and he just is bricking them all right now. Mm-hmm. If he starts hitting, look out, I think.
Yeah, and I think this game was his wake-up call, too, because I think I saw him moving. Like
he hit a couple – I really thought he was going to break out this game.
I did, too.
He hit a couple big jumpers in game
three. He looked great in the first
anyway,
quarter.
Tim finally says, I just hope the Pistons realize they're helping LeBron learn from the Pistons in the playoffs way faster than they did for Jordan. Well, you know, that was a whole nother era. And that bad boys team would take this particular Pistons team to back behind the woodshed and flog them. That Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer team would kill these guys. Ben Wallace wouldn't stand a chance against those guys.
I like that Ben Wallace, though.
And Rasheed Wallace would be teched out of every game because Robin would get in his head. And it would be all over. Robin would shut him down. No doubt about it. Okay. Anyway.
But if they all have the same jerseys, you wouldn't be able to
tell. What's that? No. That's true. They wouldn't know who. One of them would have to wear the road jerseys.
I'm trying to remember if they changed colors much.
All right, look, we gotta get moving here. We gotta wrap this thing up. Can you believe we've done almost an hour?
Well, hot damn.
We really have.
Nobody fixed my computer. Someone go fix my computer.
Right, well, what's wrong with your computer?
Thanks. Doesn't work good.
Did you guys see the Sony Type U?
No.
The TYPE space and then the letter
Go
U. It's a little tiny Windows XP handheld PC with a touchscreen and a QWERTY keyboard. What?
Wurzel's responding to our Piston
Smack. Uh-oh. We've got Piston Smack from Tim. We've got Piston Smack. Let's see what we've got here.
Not playing Piston basketball the last 2.25 games. Well, if you say so.
Well, what is Piston basketball? Because games they won, they scored 100 and some points each game. The games they lost, they weren't scoring.
Yeah, I thought this was Pistons basketball.
Yeah, so I don't really know. And I don't know if they know right now. We shall see, baby. I mean, look.
It's exciting.
Anything's going to happen, but I got to believe that everyone in Piston land is a little uncomfortable right now.
I think that everything, because you even in the fourth quarter of the last game, a lot of the Pistons were smiling a little bit. Mm. Nothing was serious yet. And I feel like they won't even though they know in their hearts it's serious, they won't take the right attitude for this game.
Well, I don't know.
Because they know they're better. But they're not.
Well, the thing is that they're not deep. They suddenly don't seem
what
very
stupid
deep.
Reggie Miller, by the way. Reggie, who called that last game? Indiana guy.
Oh, I wasn't. I was there.
He was terrible. But someone at the end of the game said that the Pistons were deep, and I was like, no.
Yeah. Well, he's saying they're not playing Piston basketball. We'll see what happens tomorrow back in the Palace. That's exactly right. We will
damn
see.
Straight.
And what might happen is that the Pistons will come out and be like, yeah, and hit a bunch of shots early. And then they'll lax up again, and maybe the Cavs can come back and this time steal one like they almost did in game two. That's what I'm expecting to see. Pistons out early, Cavs claw back, win late. That's what I want to see, because I think that's if we're gonna win, that's probably how it's gonna have to be.
Go Cavs!
Now, we've got a couple more things we want to say. Did you find the Type U, by the way? Were you able to find? What do you think of that thing?
Yes.
What the hell's a Type U?
It's a little Sony handheld deal.
It's what does it do? Small.
Well, it's like a little thing like... yeah, it's just a little tiny computer. Is it a cell phone, too, or is it just
know.
A computer?
I didn't read the article.
All right, just put it on the blog, and we'll look at it. I got a
yeah, look at us sharing information.
I got a YWOW, and then we'll probably wrap up the show, unless somebody else has something. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. What did we talk about earlier?
Yeah, but next week.
What is it?
No.
Well, give us a teaser.
No.
You won't even tease us?
You're
be teasing
here next
the
week.
Teaser?
More.
You're not going to be here next week.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be in Baltimore.
Neither am I.
Baltimore, the suckiest city ever.
The Cleveland on the East Coast.
I'll actually be there on the I'll be there a week from Thursday.
Oh, well. Oh, no, we won't.
Maybe we should have a Dial of Dark night in the bar.
Because I think...
Someplace.
I think
they have
I've,
a bar in Baltimore?
Yeah, they got a couple. Yeah. Over in Fells Point.
I'm there the last night, Wednesday night. So if you don't get there till Thursday...
I don't get there till Thursday night.
That sucks.
Why don't you fuck up whatever it is you're doing so you have to stay an extra couple of days?
Hell no, because on Thursday I'm going down to Kentucky with Overton and going to party out on the lake and jet skis
in the boat
and
again?
Stuff like that.
I'm
yeah.
supposed to see Overton this weekend. Actually, I got to get in touch with that dude. I'm going to be in Chicago on Thursday and Friday.
He's not in
anymore.
Chicago.
I thought he's in Chicago. Columbus. He's still in Chicago.
No, he's working.
He's working there, but not on the weekend.
You got to see him on the weekday, not the weekend.
I'm there Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Then you hook up.
That's not going to work.
So shut the fuck up.
It doesn't work for me.
Google Talk.
Bye,
I'm going to
bye,
Miami
bye,
this
bye,
next
bye.
Week. If anyone's got any tips on that, send them to dial-adekdort.
Miami?
I'm staying in
Miami.
Miami, Ohio or Miami,
FLA.
Tennessee?
FLA.
Miami.
That's right.
Okay, I have a YWOW.
Well, go right? for it.
A virginsplea.com. And apparently
I'm
this
not going there. That sounds like an entrapment.
No, site. No. It's legit. It's this loser dude who has a hot girl.
It's a dude.
Hot girl for a friend, and he bet her that if he could make a website that could get 5 million hits in 30 days, she had to fuck him.
Oh, I'm
and
there.
he's up to 3.3 million hits in like 15 days.
Has he already been farked and slash dotted?
Whatever hosting company he's with, they're doing the
what
job.
What is it? A Virgin's Plea?
A virginsplea.com.
If it hasn't been posted on Fark, post it, or at least send it
I believe,
in.
I believe that's probably where I saw it.
And if it hasn't made it a slash dot, send
they
it in.
That'll
get
girl?
You your
that's
link.
They have a picture of the girl. They have a picture of the girl. Now, that's not her. No. Not the sex search banner ad. Help me finally. Where's the pictures?
He might have over when is oh it's right there go to the oh it's on MySpace of course
oh it's okay so it's a MySpace thing
apparently
well no he just set that up
well now that we've plugged it I'm sure ooh.
Oh no that
yeah,
that poor girl
yeah
I just saw his picture
ooh, wait scroll down and see if you can get a picture of her because she's definitely cute
is it Whitney
no
what's
it's not any
Whitney's
of those girls
hot.
I don't think
these other girls are way hot
yeah I don't know
no doubt.
That's not the site that I the Holy site I saw cow. Had a picture of the girl, but she's definitely cute.
He's no good. All
right, so
what I'm really hoping for is we get enough, and then she turns him down anyway. I think that's the ultimate.
That would be bullshit.
What
man.
Do you mean we get enough?
Who cares?
Yeah, what's we? What do you mean we? Yeah, exactly.
I've now contributed to this cause. I think I can say we. Thank you very much.
I was
going to
say, wait a minute. If we push him over the top, does that mean she's got to come down here and fuck us too?
I'm guessing not.
No. 5 million? Shit. There's no pictures
man.
Of this girl. What a ripoff.
I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to do it, baby.
These can't be legitimate hits, though. That's
Why
way
not?
Too many. For him. There's not 3 million people on the internet, dude.
Oh, what?
Seriously.
There's not 3 million people on the internet?
Casually, out of work? I don't know. These are not legitimate hits. And, there's no way.
You know what? All,
I think
all he has
hits.
To do is head to
what
anonymize
is she, a computer? Was she a computer expert?
Write a tiny script that you know hits
well, that's
his
what
site
I'm saying.
Every,
he could have done this
every
in a
second.
Couple days.
Done.
I think we've got a new way to get
sleep.
Laid, folks.
I mean, Jesus.
Oh, if I can get 5 million hits. Okay, I bet you.
Irv's...
You know, scroll it up, you know, whatever. Generate a fake log.
You don't even need log. You need this graphic right here that looks like an odometer.
Exactly. Exactly. Where's
the damn picture to the girl?
Yeah, actually, we should educate her. Be like, you know what? You want to see a unique IP address list of all the hits that it is.
Let's cock block this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that'd be the thing to do.
E-cock block?
That's the true. That is a true tech.
E-cock
you know, skills.
iCockblock.com. i-cockblock.gov. Virtual cockblock.
Oh, my.
Virtualize this, baby.
So he's in Toronto. So he's Canadian. Okay, yeah. So the optimal thing is that she's not actually that.
Is that his
looking,
girlfriend in Canada?
She doesn't sleep with him. That's probably the best scenario. You got to be a MySpace person to look at shit. I don't know.
No, when I saw
signed up for
when
MySpace
I went to virginsplea.com, there was a picture of him with the girl, and they're like, you know, like some stupid picture they took at a party or something like that, and she was totally hot. Totally hot.
Okay, so if you you go to Google and Google a virgin's plea and look at the cached version, the picture is on the cached version.
Is she hot?
I wouldn't give her a 10.
What would you give her?
I don't know. She's pretty hot.
Since you got about three inches
to offer.
That's an 8.
You got a picture of her?
Yeah.
So do
Can't
I.
tell how big her boobs are. She's an 8 or 9.
That's the guy from the naked.
Maybe
the
a 7
or
8.
You know are you kidding me?
She's definitely aight. She's not like super hot, but she's aight.
I don't know. That's a very cute girl.
That's 8.
That's a cute girl. Say?
She's not that chesty.
Yeah.
But,
he
but
is
she's a very cute girl.
He's definitely a definite cheese
he's
ball,
a six,
cheese ball
five
dork.
6 right there.
He trimmed or she? Up, maybe. What do you think she is?
Oh, she's got a solid 7.
I'd give her an 8.
Yeah, I might go 8 if I saw her profile.
I'd like to
chesty,
give her a. I'd like to give
there.
Her a solid 7.
But unfortunately, God didn't bless you.
That's
that.
Right.
Irv is taking applications for the guest bedroom. He needs company in there. People who like snoring.
You're done. All right, that's it. We are done for tonight.
Oh, because he leaves, we're done.
I'm. So you got something else to say? Say it.
I got to use a Windows Recovery Console to save this very laptop. This
really?
Week. Oh, I was effed, dude.
What did you have to do?
Sunday night, I was watching a bunch of movies. The last of which was Walk the Line.
Okay.
Fine film.
Vastly overrated movie.
I really enjoyed it. I was also about 2 bottles of wine into the evening, so that could only help. But I really enjoyed the movie. Very solid, I thought. Maybe not huge. I don't know if I give.
Was it Risa a solid 7?
An award. A solid 7. Yeah, that might be a good parallel. Anywho.
I'm sensing a theme.
At the end of this, I shot myself.
This whole show was a solid 7.
Solid 7.
The other people. That's pretty good. Shot over to the Minimalist blog to check out the Dylan and Johnny Cash video, and show that to my fellow viewers who had not seen it, which mm-hmm. is a fascinating video. Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. an awesome video because I've never heard Dylan actually sing, I don't think. And he actually sounds like a singer.
Yeah.
Not a great singer, but he sings.
Just to digress for a moment, after Woody Guthrie died, Johnny Cash was like his number one hero, because that's when Dylan
and
was still
taking
off.
And they cover a Dylan song in the movie as well.
Which Dylan song do they cover?
I don't know. It's a big one.
The one about Folsom Prison?
No.
Oh.
It's not a Dylan
song. It's pretty big.
Did Dylan write the one about I shot a man just shot a man?
No,
and
that's Johnny. No.
Where did he shoot him?
Reno.
Reno.
Right, shot him right in the Reno.
Oh, we're terrible.
It's pretty brutal.
We don't even hang out much. I shot there. I started watching clip after clip after whatever. Oh, we also watched the Hurt video when he covered Nine Inch Nails' Hurt a couple years before or
right,
months
right,
before he
right,
died,
right.
I think. So we watched some Johnny Cash videos. Then we started looking at various Anchor Butt videos and just watching
awesome.
A bunch of internet videos.
What was that picture of the guy holding the giant fish with balls or whatever?
What do you mean, what was it?
I mean,
fucked
nobody
up?
Knows.
I don't know what
I vote
that
for
is.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I think it is definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the check the video
was
that
it,
I sent you?
Yes.
The YouTube, the guys who did a play reenactment of Super Mario
yes.
Brothers?
Yes, unfortunately I didn't play that a lot, so it didn't do much for me.
Yeah, I didn't play it either.
Oh my.
We're not good.
Nintendo it's so good.
Nintendo was for the cool kids.
Well, can you put that link up on the blog? Yeah. It is such a great video.
Where's Gordon kids? College anyway? That was
that I don't know, but it's a really cool little
put
thing that
the
they did. They did a great job. They did a great job.
It was very, very.
They reenacted
well
the Mario, the Super Mario World, or whatever the game.
Yeah,
was.
Whatever the standard Mario Brothers game was.
Well, not
the mushroom one.
Yeah,
why
the
did
one
he changed colors of overalls partway through.
He got super speed, right?
He got the fireball thing.
Oh, fireball thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Or was it the invincible?
That changes your.
Well, when you get the fireball thing, you turned red, and when you got the invincible, you were like all.
He was
shiny.
Red the whole time. Reddish or the white stripe. I don't know.
Fuck, I don't remember.
I didn't play it. Anywho.
Yeah.
So we watched a bunch of cool videos on the interweb, and I was kind of holding my laptop up for people to see for
mm-hmm.
basically
mm-hmm.
about 20 minutes. Kind of mm-hmm. hurt. But in the middle of playing the very last one, My computer just blue screen, done. And I was drunk and tired, and I went to bed. No problem. I get blue screens once in a while. Not a huge deal.
Okay.
Usually not in the middle of playing videos or anything, but there you go. Woke up on Sunday, fired up to do some work, and I got a bad error. Unmountable boot volume.
Oh,
you seen that one?
No, that's not good.
I thought I was effed. I was just hoping that I could take the drive out and mount it as a non-boot volume and get some data off it at some point. That was my only hope. But after some searching on Monday morning, found out that if you boot into recovery console and run checkdisk-r, it should repair whatever bad sectors might be out there.
That's right. It does work occasional magic.
Maybe
a really long
like
time.
2 hours.
Super long time. So, it's an incredibly long checkdisk operation.
And I haven't noticed that I'm missing data. I don't know if I am or not. I don't know how you would know.
It might have
somewhere.
Moved a critical file. Might have been able to reconstruct or move a critical file out of a bad block to
maybe
a better one.
But it booted right up after that long
You got lucky.
Time. I
got
really
got lucky.
I have no hardly any backups. I was so that's my project this week.
All right, dudes, we gotta wrap this thing up. What?
Right on.
What you got?
Okay, bye.
He's just amazed we're still going.
Yeah. I'm amazed.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you very much for listening. Tim, best of luck to you and the Pistones.
Yeah, and throw us some more questions next week.
Absolutely,
like,
more bare metal questions
to,
next week.
What can we do to challenge the Cavs next year with their obvious dominance in the Eastern Conference?
That's right. That's right. What do the Pistons have to do to get better?
Yeah. We'll see what we can do for it. We'll put something together. A little extra plan.
All kinds of good stuff like
bare
that.
Bare metal that team.
Yeah, they might have to bare metal the Pistons. Seriously. Especially if Ben Wallace signs a free agent deal with the Chicago Bulls, which I've heard is in the offing.
Oh, really?
Anyway, email us at dorks@dialadork.com, -a-dork.com. Go to www.dial-a-dork.com, and you can use links there to listen to tonight's show and other shows. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can order the $10 t-shirt. You can go to Cafe Press, and like I got James a...
can you hit the blog?
I got a Dial-A-Dork baby crawler and bib.
Oh, do we have a link to Nate up there? Is that... Baby,
oh, you know,
I never
put the.
We do not.
I don't think I ever put the.
That
picture
is a money
there.
Picture.
We gotta mount that picture.
Yes. Isn't that trying?
Publish that. Sorry, I should go now. Okay, that is the end of the show. Thank you very, very much for listening, and hopefully we will be with you again next week. Any last words?
Go Cavs.
Indeed. All right. Thanks so much.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.